Well, this morning we're going to talk to Linda Edelman, public health nurse here at the Cass County Public Health, and we're going to talk a little bit about an important topic here this morning. They've been doing some training sessions for folks on how to deal with bleeding issues in emergencies, and they've got another opportunity for folks to learn more about that coming up. Linda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much. This Stop the Bleed training that you're going to be doing. I know you've got one coming up in Messina on December 11th. You just did one in Anita here recently. You were telling me earlier you've done quite a few of these already.
Yeah, correct. We have. We have taught several classes in the community. A couple of them have been public classes that we've invited the public, and the other ones have been teaching groups of people like the policemen and firemen and the staff at the Y and teachers at the school and that type of thing.
Where did this effort come from?
Well, the Stop the Bleed campaign is it was a group of entities that came together and formed this, I guess, campaign against bleeding, teaching people this in the public. It came out of the 2012 Sandy Hook shootings in the elementary school. That's how it got started.
Sure. Well, and of course, we hear things like that happen, and those are worst-case scenarios, but there can be everyday examples, too, where this would come in handy.
Exactly. Like on, just coming upon an accident, farmers in the field, even at home, there can be accidents that happen that cause a very severe bleeding.
Yeah, especially living here in a rural area, we see how many things can happen on the farm.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Talk a little bit about the importance of something like this. Time, I assume, is very critical when these situations happen.
Yeah, it actually is, and that's kind of the purpose of this, is to give people, bystanders, if they are in an emergency situation where somebody is bleeding profusely, it gives them education on how to how to recognize a life-threatening bleed that somebody might have, and then ways to control that bleeding. The importance of getting and being able to do this quickly is that sometimes bystanders could get that bleeding stopped or at least control it before the EMS staff get there.
And I suppose it's more than just learning what to do. Sometimes it's learning what not to do. Sometimes people can take severe steps that can cause problems.
And that is true, too. But the class takes you through a scenario of there's a PowerPoint that takes you through how to recognize where the bleeding is coming from and what part of the body it's on to determine then whether they would need to use a tourniquet or some gauze to pack the wound. And then so with the class, there's a little short PowerPoint, and then they also get time to practice with packing a fake wound and also using a tourniquet and showing and then actually hands-on learning how to use a tourniquet.
Sure. So this is almost just kind of like the same type of process as if you were taking, say, CPR or first aid courses, things
exactly.
like that. You're going to get instruction and hands-on.
Exactly. And the thing that we'd like to get have happen is not only are we teaching these classes, but we also have what we call these bleeding control kits. And we have a supply of them that we've been giving out to the community in places that, like I say, at the Y, and they have these bleeding kits available at these places after we've done the training, so that people that have taken the training then know how to use those bleeding kits if they had one available. So at the schools, they all have them available, the fire department, the policemen. Like I said, at the Y, they all have these bleeding kits available. So once they learn how to use the equipment, then if those kits are available, they would have them to use, similar to a defibrillator that they have in places. People learn that in CPR, and then they can use it if they have that available to them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's one thing to have the equipment handy to be able to do those things, but if nobody knows how to use it,
right.
Kind of a waste of time then, too.
Right. So we're trying to get those out into the communities and different places where there might be, large amounts of people or that those things, could happen.
Yeah, I suppose any facility where people gather, community centers, nursing homes, things like that, they could all benefit from some of this.
Right. We actually did do a training at the Atlantic Nursing Home a while back to all their staff.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you're going to be pretty well attended when you do those professional sessions for the, the first responders. But what kind of response have you had when you have the public sessions?
Well, you know, I've just had a couple here in Atlantic in the fall here. Not a real good attendance, but we will be having some more coming up in the spring. And they're also need, because we have to have a limited amount of people depending on how many instructors we have to teach it. But I haven't had a real good response. I'm hoping that we can get the word out and that our future classes will be a little more attended.
Well, and maybe we should just remind people, too, that, you know, obviously you're teaching this stuff to first responders and different folks like that, as we mentioned, but this is something that can be absorbed by just about anyone, right?
Correct. I actually, in January, am going to be going to a 4-H group and teaching the class to a 4-H group. And like I said, we have been into the schools and we've taught a couple health classes, but it is for any group. If there is any group that is community group that would like to have the training, they can just call us at Public Health and we can figure out a time and get set up for how we can do that.
Very good. So you really don't need to have any prior medical experience or training?
Absolutely not. Nope. Not
okay.
at all.
Don't want people to feel intimidated, like it's something that's going to be over their head.
No, it's very simple. It's just a matter of, you know, it's like a first aid and just hands-on being able to use and know what a tourniquet looks like and then how to determine when you would need one.
Preparation in situations like that is so key. If you have a general knowledge or a little bit of training ahead of time and can identify things quickly instead of that immediate, oh my gosh, what do I do moment.
Right. Hopefully, like I said, our hope to, you know, didn't instruct the public that maybe they could, if they did come upon an emergency like that, that they could do something before the ambulance has a chance to get there. Sometimes it does take a little while.
Well, it can't. We're in a rural county.
Right.
Sometimes it's not just right down the street like it might be in a large city. So
right.
We have to do what we can to make sure that we can move forward and be prepared there. This class is coming up on Tuesday, December 11th, 6:30. It says at the outdoor classroom. That's going to be cold. It's going to be indoors, though, right?
Yeah, I haven't been there, but they say that there's a conference room in there. So I know seating is limited, so we'll be limiting that class to a certain number. And so if people want to come to that, they need to get signed up quickly. And again, if we have a real good response, we'll probably have another class. So
good, good. And you do want reservations. So where should they call?
We do. They would need to call Public Health. They can call 243-7551. And if I'm not here or busy, they can leave a message and I will get back with them.
Very good. Linda, do folks need to bring anything with them that night?
No, they do not. Nope, just themselves.
Okay, and there'll be some takeaways and handouts and things like that too then?
There is a handout that I can bring. Most of the time, though, I usually don't really copy that because it's easier to see hands-on than it is to look at the pictures. But mostly it's just the information they'll get. It's not too in-depth.
Sure. So. Well, and I suppose if you lean on a handout when the time comes, you don't have the handout with you. You're kind of...
It's almost too easy for a handout, so you don't really need the handout because you have to be able to think without, finding that handout.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, we think of these things as being needed in times of crisis and emergency in a bigger scale, but it can just be something simple that can happen so quick. I mean, most accidents happen near the home. We can have these things happen so quickly and so close to home that, who would benefit from this? Quite frankly, just about everyone.
Pretty much everybody, yep.
Very good. All right, again, that's coming up Tuesday, December 11th, 6:30 p.m. That's at the outdoor classroom there in Messina. So you have a chance to call ahead, get those reservations. Again, 243-7551, and get those reservations so you can be a part of that. And hopefully we'll see some more of these training courses down the road. Linda, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and appreciate all you do.
You bet. Thank you for having me.